Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
If you're a Coldplay fan, like half the world seems to be, stick around because in a few minutes' time we'll play their brand new single. But first, David Andrew, our music guru, is with us to share the many layered sounds of Bon Iver and also to put Paul Coleman Trio's latest album under the musical microscope. David, welcome back.
Evening.
Great to see you. Last time we chatted, I'll never forget our conversation last time with our rude pocket hipster.
Yeah.
Tonight, something a bit more sublime. Bon Iver, bit of background about this
one. So Bon Iver is this incredible musician, kind of hung out and just did the music scene and then had his heart broken. Went off to a cabin, as you do. This is how you make great music.
I was going to say good songwriting.
Had his heart broken, went off to a cabin for a few months, and came out with this this album, which just took off, called For Emma Forever Ago. Mm-hmm. And that led to a whole bunch of things. It became kind of a cultural kind of an album. And he then featured on Kanye's latest album, Kanye West, and has just been doing a bunch of stuff with a bunch of different people. And so he went back into the studio writing on the success of all that kind of stuff, to kind of bring some new material.
So this is Justin Vernon.
Yeah, this is, yes, Justin Vernon. So he is the founder of this band Bon Iver, mm, and so kind of crafted this himself, and then other people came along and alongside of him and crafted this.
And this unique sound, quite unique sound, is really quite attributed to his voice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of ushered in a whole lo-fi is the new hi-fi, so this unpolished...
Whoa. You're spinning me out now.
So they work very hard to make it sound like it's not...
Okay.
Worked very hard.
Yeah, okay. Whatever that is. Yeah. Their second album is on the way with a new song already out.
Yeah, so the single is Calgary, and this is from the self-titled album Bon Iver, and has a brilliant sound. A lot of the sound is attributed to this guy, Justin Vernon's unique voice, his falsetto, and the tone from his voice.
Mm. Let's have a listen. That really is an interesting sound. It kind of takes me back a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's less clarity. There seems, yes, to be like kind of more mystery than what you normally hear in pop records. But in this, there's just such beauty to be found in kind of the mystery on the track.
And his thing is kind of this floating falsetto.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't,
yeah,
it?
Yeah. The instrumentation takes us on a bit of a journey back too, doesn't it?
It's kind of taking retro influences, so like lots of synths, and you hear the acoustic guitar that's recorded on here is not actually a mic'd up acoustic, it's a DI acoustic, so it's a sound,
yes,
from plugging into the actual acoustic guitar, and so
through the system
sounds, yeah, that you don't normally choose, but presenting some interesting kind of instrumentation for you.
Okay, well, there's something old new, Justin Vernon, Bon Iver. A few weeks ago we interviewed Paul Coleman. His trio is back together with a new album.
Yep. And this new album is called Return. Currently, it's only available from Koorong. I know there are plans to get it up on their website, but you can only get it from the Koorong and from their live shows at the moment.
Hmm. Their first release since their US albums and their 2004 breakup.
Yeah, the 2004, a bit of a separation where kind of they needed to part ways for a bit there.
Have some space.
Yeah.
So tell us about this track. I Don't Know Why. That's the track.
It's a lot of fun. It's that Paul Coleman Trio sound that you've heard. If you remember kind of some of the Australian records versus the American records, the sound is less polished but kind of has more energy and more of the essence of who these guys as a trio, what they kind of make.
Okay, let's have a listen. I like that.
It's catchy.
I like the tightness of it. What do you think, David?
Well, it's got that. It's totally got that energy that, I don't know if you've seen, if you've been in Australia and been a fan and seen their live shows, and there's a particular energy that comes from them.
Yes.
Which is amazing. But it seems to, his last few American albums have seemed to kind of be very polished but somehow lose a little bit of the energy. And what we've got on this track, I feel, is like maybe a trade-off with the production, and there seems to be more of that energy, that synergy that comes from that trio live kind of energy there.
So there are two instances tonight where we're kind of drifting a bit away from the technology and going back to maybe a more authentic sound.
Yeah. Mm. One's an expensively done one. One is, I imagine, the budget would have been a bit less.
Okay. This bloke likes a good controversy.
Yeah. Something about Paul Coleman's writing and his style as an artist is that he throws himself into issues that need to be addressed.
Okay.
But we look at a song that he's done called My Brother Jack, which is basically a slap in the face to religion.
Mm.
And, you know, to prejudice and looking at people and judging them straight away, which is a fantastic message.
Too right.
But not quite a smart move if you're wanting to play the American Christian music game.
This is my market.
If this is your market, then maybe not the smartest thing to be able to go, hey, market, you're not doing well.
Yeah.
And so he's bold. So artistically, it's a great move. From a business point of view, it's a very bold kind of a move.
Yeah, courageous, we would say.
Yeah.
Mind you, I think with a greater sense of recognition that it's Christian faith we're after, not religion, he might have tapped into something pretty early.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay, stop press. Did it. New song from Coldplay.
We have a new track.
Yeah. Oh. This guy's going off.
I'm so,
tell me, David.
So excited. Yeah. Brian Eno was back doing a bunch of production with, and so that was out on Twitter, kind of Brian Eno was doing a bunch of that stuff. And so this is the first that we've heard. They did like a series of like little quick segments on YouTube of like titles and kind of motion and stuff like that. And then they released this last Sunday, world premiere on BBC Radio. And because of that, they also streamed it live via their web service. And so everyone around the world could listen to the world premiere at the same time, which I got a chance to do Sunday night.
Yeah.
And made everyone in the family stop what they were doing and turn the TV down, and we're listening to the new Coldplay.
And, what a sign of the times. It's very interesting, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
Yeah. So what's your guru view of this?
I'm a big fan of Coldplay,
yeah,
because of what they stand for, because of, you know, the sound that they've crafted, and you know, there's longevity with their artistry.
Mm.
Like, they're not just looking for like, okay, what's the quick fix? What's the pop hit?
We've arrived. We're
yeah.
here.
Yeah. yeah. So they're always looking to craft kind of stuff that isn't just the pop mold. With that being said, I kind of feel like this track resembles a lot of the stuff that they've done before.
Okay.
It's not to say that it's not good. It's fantastic. It's amazing.
Why wouldn't you stick with the formula?
Yeah, exactly. So it resembles a whole bunch of stuff that they've done before, but I'm actually a really big fan. Love the fact that it's, you know, it's quite a rhythmic piece, and there's quite a lot of like Afropop kind of sensibilities in the rhythm. So you listen to like how the snare plays off, and it's not a usual straight snare kind of a rhythm.
Good stuff.
And it's not new territory, but if you're a Coldplay fan, it's going to be great.
Okay, let's have a listen as we say farewell, music guru David Andrew. See you next time.
Cheers.
Every teardrop is a waterfall, Coldplay.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.